on Sports Radio 1310. Mike Ducey riding shotgun today in for Junior Miller. And we do this from time to time when Ducey comes up here in studio with us. We go down on the streets to find out just how many people know who Mike Ducey is.
Let me set this up, George, may I?
Real quickly
here. This segment is about Gordon proving how irrelevant I am in this market.
That's not true.
After 17 years on the air.
Not true.
We want to show you how popular you are and how those best in the game billboards have worked over the years.
I'm not saying I have Troy Aikman name or face recognition as I walk down the street, but occasionally someone, you know, is reminded of the fact that maybe they've seen me before, okay? But that will not be reflected in this segment, so Gordon, go ahead, take it away.
Okay, that's an unfair characterization of this segment, Mike.
It is.
Gordon Keith live on the streets of Dallas and Fort Worth. I will not disclose my location, but let me just say, I'll prove to you that I'm on the streets. It is a balmy, overcast day. I believe high of 95 today.
In Moscow, apparently, from the sounds of it. But where are you?
All right. I've got a little quiz here. I'm going to ask people, who is Mike Ducey? I'll talk to this gentleman here. Hi, we're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You ever heard of it?
No, I don't speak English.
Oh, that's okay. That's all right. I think you'll do well.
All right.
We're doing a Who is Mike Ducey quiz.
I don't know.
Okay, here's your question. Mike Ducey, is he A, the Virginia Tech shooter?
Oh, my God.
B, the first president of the Massengill Company? Or C, the older sportscaster of Channel 4 who was recently sued for harassment?
Channel 4?
Yes.
Hey!
Good. Yeah. Very good. Congratulations.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Yeah. He may not speak English, but everyone speaks the language of Ducey.
And now he thinks I've been sued for harassment.
Sir. What's your name?
One for one.
What's that?
Jose.
Jose. All right, we're giving people a quiz today.
A quiz? Because of what?
He speaks English.
All right, here's the question. Here's your question. I'll give you, it's multiple choice, all right?
Okay, I'm not good at multiple choice.
You're not good at multiple choice?
No.
Okay, the question is, who is Mike Ducey? Is he A, the hooker killer who terrorized the Northwest in the mid-70s, B, the bass player for the Swedish supergroup ABBA, or C, the controversial broadcaster from Channel 4?
This is C.
That's correct. Yes, that's Mike Ducey. What else do you know about Mike Ducey?
Not very much, but...
Is he your preferred sportscaster?
No, not really, but sometimes. Yeah.
You'll take that,
I'll take it.
Yeah.
Pretty much
in step with the rest of the Magic Mike. Yeah.
If I'm your English-speaking sportscaster, that's pretty good.
See, Mike, you're doing well.
Thanks, Gordon. I'm feeling much better about myself.
Two for two.
Sure. All right, how about a lady? We'll find out what a lady knows about Mike Ducey. How you doing, ma'am? Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, live on the air right now. How are you doing this morning?
I'm good, thank you.
You doing well? What you fiddling with over there?
I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. It's fine. What?
What people?
Oh, we're giving people a little quiz this morning. It'll be real quick. Real quick quiz. One question. Okay? One question. All right, we're asking people about Mike Ducey, right?
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. You know who Mike Ducey is? I'll give you multiple choice. Will that help?
Yes.
Okay. Is Mike Ducey A, the guy who shot up a Denny's in Kandahar, B, the inventor of the plastic egg, or C, the fourth place local sportscaster who recently made some pointed comments about segregation?
The number three,
no? She said number
three. She said three. Yes, she did.
Yes.
I gave you a choice of A, B, or C, and you guessed number three?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for your time. Wow.
Three for three.
Mike, you're dominating.
That's great.
And you were worried about it.
Imagine that. Imagine any apprehension I might have had.
Certainly, there's someone around here who English was their first language. What is going on?
Hey, folks, we've
seen. How are you guys doing?
Good.
Doing a little quiz about local broadcasters.
Okay.
You know who Mike Ducey is?
No.
There we go.
I don't have time for this.
Oh, you don't have time?
He doesn't have time for this.
What are you guys doing? Is this, you guys all work on the same crew?
Yeah.
What kind of work are you doing these days?
Landscape. Yeah,
commercial. Oh, you're saying Mavs game for something.
No, landscape.
Landscape.
Commercial.
Yeah. What's the hardest bush to put in?
There ain't no hardest bush. The hardest is the soil, not the bushes.
Right. All right. Well, this is a great interview. All right. Thanks, man.
Sure.
Okay. All right. Let me ask this. Here's another lady here. Oh, here you go. Here you go. This will be good. How you doing, man? Gordon Keith of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. You ever heard of The Ticket?
No.
Sports radio station?
No, not really.
No? All right. I just have one question for you. It's a multiple choice, so I think you got a pretty good shot at this. We're asking people about a gentleman named Mike Ducey, and I'm going to give you three choices as to who Mike Ducey is. Do you know offhand?
He's a sportscaster on Channel 4.
Whoa! Yes, ma'am.
Oh, she said Channel 4. It doesn't count.
Very good.
Yeah, really.
Very good.
Correct
so
her. Say Fox 4, Gordon.
I guess you're aware of his recent arrest?
No.
Oh, okay. Well, sorry. You'll read about it later today.
Okay.
Yeah. They say that the woman may come out of the coma, though.
Oh, come on.
God, Gordon.
What?
You're talking about a man who's 4 for 4 now.
I know. See there? And he was sitting there complaining. I'll ask this gentleman. What's your name, sir? Mike. Mike. Mike, I'm Gordon of Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. We're asking people about Mike Ducey. You know who Mike Ducey is?
No, I don't.
Right. Well, I'll give you a multiple choice then. Is Mike Ducey A, the current Secretary of the Interior, B, the winner of the 200 meters in the recent Paralympics, or C, the local broadcaster caught last week at White Rock Lake wearing an artificial phallus and a Green Lantern outfit?
I have no idea.
You have to guess.
I have no idea.
Clearly this guy isn't interested in playing.
B, the winner of the 200 meters in the recent Paralympics. That's incorrect. Actually, the local sportscaster was caught wearing an artificial phallus at White Rock Lake.
Well, I have one on right now, too.
An artificial phallus? Sure.
Does that surprise you in this neighborhood?
Sure.
Oh, no, he's going for his pants. Well, enjoy your artificial phallus later today, sir.
Thanks.
All right, so 4 for 5?
Yeah, I can live with that.
That's awesome.
4 for 5. All right,
that last guy doesn't sound like somebody I want to watch
anyway. That'll be, how you doing, sir? What's your name?
Robert.
Robert, what you doing, Robert?
Joe here, just walking around.
Just walking around?
Yeah.
I noticed you just got a drink out of the garbage can.
Yeah.
I'll buy you a drink if you want.
All right.
No alcohol, though.
No.
Okay, all right. Are you a drinker?
Yeah, I drank a bit.
What you got in the suitcase you're toting around?
Shirts, a couple of old shirts. I wish I won't be cold, and radio or something like that.
Oh, you got a radio in there, huh?
Yeah.
Right. We're on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket, right now.
Yeah.
You know about The Ticket?
I heard about it.
You heard about it? Yeah. Do you know any of the personalities on there?
No. I thought I heard about it, maybe.
Okay. All right, do you watch a lot of television?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay, I'm going to ask you a question. Who is Mike Ducey?
I'll remember right off.
All right, here's your multiple choice, okay? Robert, right?
Yeah.
All right. Is Mike Ducey A, the man poised to lose to David Kunkel in the Dallas mayoral race, B, the pioneer of eugenics in armadillos, or C, the segregationist broadcaster from Fox 4 whose cocaine demise was told in heartbreaking detail in this week's Dallas Voice?
Might be A. Hey.
The man is going to lose to David Kunkel.
Oh, yeah, I might not have. I almost say. Might be short.
That's incorrect.
Oh. Okay.
Wow.
Yeah.
You having fun?
Yeah.
I never stood a chance. It was driving Gordon crazy,
fact
that the first few people knew who I was. He had to find someone.
Was it A?
What's that?
Was it A? Which one was it?
It was actually C, the segregationist broadcaster.
All right.
Segregation's fun.
All right.
We're having fun, aren't we?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right, buy him a bottle of water, Gordo.
All right, we'll get you. What do you want to drink?
Give me a Big Red.
Okay.
Well, not a bad choice
anything,
there either.
Anything else about it? Any cigarettes, anything like
that? No, I'm cool.
Just a Big Red?
Yeah.
Anything? With the Big Red Funyuns?
No.
Get him some Funyuns.
Doritos.
Yeah, okay, baby.
Okay, Big Red and Doritos.
All right.
Okay, will do. Thank you so much.
All right.
Okay. All right, well, I'm going to go in here and purchase a Big Red and some Doritos.
Okay.
And
I'll nice.
Send it back on back to you guys. Mike Ducey, the very world-famous locally Mike Ducey.
Yeah. All right, Gordon. Thank you.
You were 80% until that last one there. That's pretty good, Mike.
Gordon was very kind to me the That's way you formatted good. That segment. I take back everything I was saying.
See? It worked out okay for you.
All right, great.
All right, biggest show coming to town next.